Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. I haven't done one for a few months, so welcome back to Foreign Matters. This one's called The Value of Stoning Women to Death. You can judge a civilization through its laws. This has been said in various ages by various people and in various ways. Dostoevsky's version was, the degree of civilization in a society is revealed by entering its prisons. In 1910, Winston Churchill, he was just a Home Secretary then, he observed that a society's attitude to its criminals is the measure, quote, of the stored-up strength of a nation. If so, what does this say about the strength of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the judicial ruling that 43-year-old Sakina Mohammadi Ashtiani is to be stoned to death for adultery? Laws are rooted in values, as is punishment. It follows that Iran's rulers value both the death penalty and this particular manner of death and feels it reflects the society they want. Leaving to one side the death penalty itself, almost every society in the world agrees that burying a woman up to her neck in the ground and stoning her to death is barbaric. That's a value judgment, as is believing the reverse, that it is not barbaric, but in fact justified, indeed that it is justice. Here we see the gap between the Republic's interpretation of Sharia law and what we regard as 21st century civilization. Mrs. Mohammadi Ashtiani has already received 99 lashes for her alleged crime. I say alleged because, despite the conviction, the evidence against her was at best flimsy. In what appears to be a breach of Iranian law, after the whipping was carried out, the case was reopened and the death penalty imposed by a legal loophole called judge's knowledge. This is a belief that allows a judge to make a subjective ruling based on his own knowledge when there's no conclusive evidence. This may seem strange to outsiders, but Iranian law contains many passages which are difficult for people from other civilizations to see as justice or justified. For example, why under Article 101 is a woman buried up to her neck for stoning, but a man's only buried up to his waist? Answer, to avoid the stones hitting a woman's breasts. And why, if they escape, is that the end of the matter for a man, but not a woman? The Iranian state kills many people. It's second only to China, despite a much smaller population. But it rarely stones them to death. However, Mrs. Mohammadi Ashtiani's sentence is due to be carried out imminently. Most people think that means within the next 3 days. This has led to worldwide condemnation and a desperate campaign to save her. The law of the land is supposed to reflect both justice and the values of the people of the land. Do the Iranian people support what the outside world calls barbarity? Or do the Iranian people agree with the idea that those who are making those laws and enforcing them are barbaric? That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.